We're getting a lot of feedback up here. Okay, this meeting of the Board of the San Carlos Estates Water Control District is called to order at 6 p.m. on June 16th, 2025. A quorum is present. Thank you all for coming this evening. It's always really nice to have you. Roll call. Chairman Jim Bradford, Vice Chair Jennifer Finazzo, Supervisor James Gilchrist, Engineer Ron Edenfield, Attorney Richard Pringle, Manager Superintendent of Operations John Solucci, and we have Chanel, our Secretary Treasurer. Thank you all for coming. Glad to see you tonight. If everybody would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. If you have any hats on, please remove them. And Pastor Riley will do the invocation following the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you could remain standing. Heavenly Father, we just come to you tonight and with praise, and we give you thanks for this beautiful place we have to live and for the freedom that we have to be able to come together and have a meeting like this without fear of persecution. I thank you, Lord, that your hand will be upon everything that is done here tonight to give wisdom, direction, and understanding, and for your peace to be over all that we do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Riley. Let's have the engineer's report, Ron.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to be here this evening. With respect to permitting, we're still holding. How's that? With respect to permitting, we're still holding at around 33 open permits in various stages. We did receive one new application. We have finalized one permit and conducted about 8 inspections. The manager conducted many other than that, in addition to the 8 we completed. A little bit about the past month. We assisted in working with the manager in preparing a general history of the district, going back to the origins of 1969 and bringing those things forward. That's to be used in various grant applications. We've also responded to resident complaints about some unpermitted activity along Lucy Drive. We took action to get the individuals responsible to get their best management practices in order along the ditch so that we could keep the ditches in the right-of-way in good shape. We've also coordinated with the city of Bonita Springs to encourage them to get into compliance. So far, everything's moving along on that. On June 3rd, we conducted a virtual training seminar for all of the approved contractors of the district to update them on some of the new information with respects to the permitting process for work within the right-of-way. We covered a number of topics, including RMEC providing them with assistance in setting the inverts elevations to make sure they're in the right location, as well as grading the entire right-of-way in front of the lot to make sure that we've got good drainage once they're completed and stabilized. We reviewed the new permit fees and also the minimum requirements for site plans. We've also assisted the manager in support on some of the FEMA applications. And that, in essence, concludes our month.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're probably going to get tired of hearing this from me, but I'm going to be bringing it up for a while.
Okay.
I'm concerned about the elevations because it's a situation that we're going to get caught up in one day. I want to make sure as new building projects are being done or people are cleaning properties, mm-hmm. you have, and I'm going to just start with the fact that new construction. So when the culvert pipes go in and the final finished grading from property line to property line, correct,
mm-hmm.
is lower than the bottom of the pipe.
Correct.
Okay, so that the pipes become in the future, self-cleaning.
Correct.
Okay. The other thing being and I know you probably talked to your people about this when about your contractors, but when people decide to clear a piece of property, I don't care whether it's after a hurricane or what it happens to be, but when they're dragging the tree trunks through our ditches and out to the road, they drop the sand and debris. Somebody's got to clean that out to keep our ditches flowing right and to keep the elevations correct. That's probably more along the line of the manager to follow up on that. And hopefully when you read, when people get the letter that's being sent out, they'll see that they're supposed to be part of what we do in our community. They're the eyes and the ears of the community. And if they don't call the manager and report things, then he may not see it. So it really is a, this is our community, not the city of Bonita Springs, whereas we're part of the city, don't get me wrong, but we, it's up to us to take care of our community. And if you see things going on, you call the manager, he can go look at it, take care of it, get it corrected. You can't come here at a monthly meeting and complain about something when you don't participate. You can, but it doesn't change anything. We can't fix it. It's easy to fix when it's happening. Thank you very much for that. So anyway, are we good there?
I think so. We, in the past, we have, when we've been advised of it or when we've discovered it, where someone has disturbed the right-of-way without a permit, we've reached out to that individual and made them aware of the need to address the issue, fix the problem, and get a permit if their purpose is to move forward with a construction of any type. So the policy has been any work within the right-of-way, whether it's culverts or dragging debris through it or just parking in it. When we're made aware of it, we take action on it.
Okay. And I would only have to say that we've come up with a new fee for charging for the culvert pipes themselves. And this isn't the time to do this, and I'm not proposing, but I just wanted to talk about it in general. So it appears that there's a number of other aspects that go along with this, such as you just mentioned it a minute ago, that if somebody intrudes within the ditch system, they don't necessarily have to be doing a culvert pipe.
Correct.
But there should be some cost to them working in the ditch system. Or some sort of fee or something for doing that if they're going to damage the ditch system and require the engineer or the attorney or the manager to get involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that needs to be some sort of consideration down the road as to what we do there or don't do there. I'm throwing it out there that there might need to be a list made of different kinds of things that occur within the ditch system that maybe we need to begin addressing those things.
We could certainly put together before the next meeting and get it circulated to everyone, kind of a permit schedule, if you will, for various things, whether it's upgrading the surface of the driveway or upgrading the culvert size any one of those utility work, those
sure.
types of things.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that up so that we could be thinking about it, the manager could be thinking about it, the board members. And by the way, this is where participation also applies. You guys can call the manager and give him your 2 cents worth during the course of the month and see where we land with this thing. Okay? Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll get that for the next meeting.
Manager's report.
Okay. Several drives were inspected in the last few weeks, including one that worked out very well where I was with the contractor and I made them shoot the grades not only for where they're installing the pipe, but then the preceding property and the successive property, make sure they're in line, and called Ron just to verify. I had the numbers, but I said, is this the right numbers? And he looked it up and said, yes. So they changed the pipe and they graded out a little bit and they did it right then and there. So it'll work when we educate the contractor, do this correctly, and we give them the shots, we give them the grades. So it was a good experience and all new construction like that. I think that's how we're going to continue to proceed.
May I interrupt just
for a moment? Sure,
sure. Because this is just an important subject to me, is the elevations. If we get it right, then eventually our system's going to be working great again, not just okay. And to me, shooting the grades is a very important thing. And if a contractor, and maybe it needs to be written in their permit, that if they don't get it right, at their cost, they have to redo it.
It is.
It's in the,
okay.
We
thank you.
That's, we modified that, yes. The canal cleaning is going underway. DNS has cleaned all of Stillwell. They've done most of South Strike Lane. Now they're around Bonita Bill. So it's ongoing. And he'll go around on a final run for any last minute cleanup, including taking down some of the dead trees. They're not doing that at this point. But I know there's some dead trees along South Strike Lane Canal and some on Bonita Bill. We worked with the auditor and updated the website for the results for the 2023-24 audit. And that's on the website now, including a new category that they suggested, that it's called Section 189. And that's in the website as a drop-down menu. And of course, the audit is up there as well for 2024. There is tonight going to be a presentation by one of the landowners, Tom here, who's going to present what we talked about last month regarding the little free library for the children. They're waiting for the bus, and so he'll present that as well. He mapped it out. I walked with him and Vince to find the ideal location. And then we've discussed this already with the engineer, but I'm going to recommend to the board that they might want to start thinking about a policy to look at driveways that already have a permit, but somebody hasn't started construction. And maybe they go for a year and then the permit's expired. Do we reissue the same permit, or now is it under the new fee for the new permit because they haven't done anything on the construction? Something to think about as a policy. Still working with the lawyers for finalizing the I-5 fiber contract for the fiber optic being installed in the neighborhood. I hope to have it done this week, get it back to I-5 Fiber. They're lawyers, and they can look at what we've looked at and hopefully get this started soon. They can start construction. And then this week, the proxy and the sample ballots will be being mailed out to all landowners. And essentially, this is on the referendum, which people may or may not be aware of, regarding the water district staying independent or becoming part of the city of Bonita Springs. And landowners will notice in the information, if you check on the statute, that statute 4033 that the governor signed in law a couple weeks ago changed names. So now the statute's under Representative Mike Guilombardo out of Cape Coral. So to me personally, that's a little confusing. Representative Adam Batana brought that statute up, and then the last minute they changed to Guilombardo in Cape Coral. So that just wonders, you know, what's going on. I don't know, but that's what they did. And so you'll get that information. And if you still want to come and vote in person, of course, August 23rd, you're welcome to that, or you do your proxy. That's it.
Thank you. I don't really have anything to say right now, so we'll pass to the treasurer's report.
There's not much to report on my end. John pretty much addressed it all. The audit is finalized on the website. We're working on sending out the proxy mailing this week. If you would like to update your address that is not listed with the Lee County Property Appraisers, please update that, email me, email the board, and I will update your address accordingly. Other than that, everything is business as usual.
Thank you. Attorney's report.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I have two items. First, the Montero and Natick lawsuits, where The Monteros and Mr. Natick sued the district are still pending. One, the Montero lawsuit is in its discovery stage. The Natick lawsuit filed against the district is still in the response stage to the initial complaint. Item number two is, we have discussed previously, Mr. Chairman, the special landowners meeting scheduled for August 23rd to have action taken on the House Bill 4033. And as the manager indicated earlier, there will be a letter coming out that will discuss House Bill 4033 and the purpose of the special meeting, and it will include with the letter the notice of the special meeting that is required for us to provide to the landowners. So that is my report. Chanel, just to make sure, has the board previously taken action to set the special meeting August 23rd? I know we've discussed about it.
I don't believe so.
Okay. So then, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to ask you to amend your meeting agenda tonight to add a new item 11D for the board to officially approve the special meeting date of August 23rd, 2025. There's been previous discussion by the manager related to a time and a place, and we'll put all of that in the motion tonight to adopt. So that'll... I believe the manager already has done that.
Yes.
So all of that's already been done, so you'll just need to tell us when it's time for the motion to be made, the time that you've proposed on August 23rd, yes, for the meeting, and it's at this location.
Saturday, August 23rd from 9 to 12 here at this meeting, this location.
Okay.
Okay, we want to add to the agenda.
Didn't we?
No, I have it here.
Yes, sir, but I thought we adopted the resolution.
We did. I think I just need signatures.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry,
so we don't need to add it to the agenda. Okay.
Okay.
So that's Saturday, August 23rd at 9 to 12 at this location. Okay.
And that does not need to be brought up again?
Yes, sir. We'll need to have it formally approved as item 11D,
okay,
under your business agenda this evening.
That's what I was asking.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Can we make that motion now?
As soon as I get done with my report, the amendments of the meeting agenda is the next item.
Okay.
And I'm done.
Okay. Would you like to put that on?
I would like to test. Pastor, is that on?
Maybe yours just as... Yeah,
it's on. It's good enough. All right, I'd like to make a motion that we have a special interest meeting for the constituents on Saturday, August 23rd, 2025, from 9 to 12 at Gulf Shore Church, 25300 Burnwood Drive, New Springs.
That is, Mr. Chairman, if I may, that is a great motion. And in just a few minutes, that will be the perfect motion to make. But right now, we need a motion to amend our agenda to add that item to the agenda,
right,
as item 11D.
I'd like to make a motion to...
Calling a special meeting.
To amend
the agenda items to add item D on the location of...
On setting a special meeting.
Setting a special meeting. There we go.
Thank you. So that's the motion. Now you have a great motion for this item on the agenda.
Okay.
So you'll need a second and call for a question.
Aye. Oh, I need a second.
Second.
Aye.
Well, I had the motion.
Motion carries. Okay.
Very good.
I would like to add to the agenda for discussion and possible action to discuss the fees for the culvert pipes. So that'll be C.
No, E.
Actually, E.
E.
11E.
Okay.
So do you want to make that motion and somebody?
Yes.
Yes.
Second, okay.
Okay.
So this is just to amend the agenda to add, what was the title, fees for culvert?
The fees for the culvert pipes that we talked about last month.
Okay. Driveway connection,
well,
that one?
Yeah.
For culvert pipes.
Jennifer, you seconded?
Yes, seconded.
All in favor, okay.
Yep, all in favor.
Motion carries. Okay, now, moving on. Okay, public input on business agenda items, 3-minute limit. Anybody got anything?
So on the bookcase you're going to put up?
Actually, there's no discussion yet been made about a bookcase being put up. The gentleman is here tonight to talk about it. We're not making any decision. Until we hear him, we don't know anything.
Okay.
I've never talked to him.
Well, I just wanted to say you spent more time talking about this last week, and you're going to talk about it again than you do about drainage. You're here, drainage district. Have you cleaned the culverts out along the main roads? No. You guys, you ride around with the drain and see how things are stopped.
Name and address, please. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other public input? If you would, if you do have anything, please come up, give us your name and address before you begin to talk. Thank you. Okay, no more public input. Business agenda items requiring action. Meeting minutes approval for April 21st and May 19th, 2025 board meeting.
I'll make a motion for the meeting approval of the 2020 April 21 and May 19th board meeting.
Okay.
I'll second.
Aye. Motion carries. Financial reports approval. 4/30/25 bank statements. 4/30/25 financial reports. 5/31/25 bank statements and 5/31/25 financial statements.
Make a motion to approve financial reports for bank statements, financial reports.
James?
Second.
Aye. Motion carries. Landowners and realtor Vince Rigoni, is it?
Tom.
Vince?
Out of town.
Oh, okay. Okay. Tom Arnold. You're going to present a layout and design for a concept of a free library nook stand placed near the retention ponds. The board's here to listen to you. I've got one. Thank you very much.
Else
is there anybody in the crowd that would like to see or have one?
All right. It's
okay. You can move the mic down so we can hear you. Oops. You took it out of its hole. Bend it a little further down. There you go.
So it's a little, basically a mailbox that free
you
books.
You need
are
to
in.
Move up, speak up, so everybody can hear you.
It's a little mailbox with that.
Tom, did you tell us who you are?
Tom Arno.
Okay, and you're with this book nook thing, and where's your address?
I'm not with the thing. I'm just a homeowner in San Carlos Estates.
Okay, and what's your address, please?
Sunny Lane, 24131 Sunny Lane.
Thank you.
So it's basically just a little book. Mailbox that you put free books in and kids go by and they take books, they put books back. There will be two benches, a solar light pole, and that little mailbox thing with the books. So it's just something that my wife came up with that we thought was a good idea to put in. So that's it.
Who would be paying for this if we approved?
I would be.
You'll be paying all the expenses.
100%.
Who's going to maintain it once it's up?
It's everything's composite.
I'm just, everything requires maintenance, so I have to ask the question.
I would maintain it.
Okay. I know around the county, there's a lot of people who maintain bus stop benches and things like this, and the Lee County School Board does not do that, and the county doesn't do it, the cities don't do it, individuals do it. That's why I'm asking the question.
Gotcha.
Okay? So I'm not trying to be offensive to you in any way when I ask you questions. Do any of the board members have questions for Tom?
What's the blue square on the map?
That's just, I was able to determine where it was on the map, so you have to click a parcel.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's basically right in between Red Robin and Rotus on one of the corners that have the most grass. So everything's fully in the grass.
Okay, just out of curiosity, why would you have picked that location? You're from Sunny Lane. Why wouldn't you have moved it down for kids closer to your location? I'm just curious.
It's pretty much the only location. It's not a busy section. It has plenty of room for two benches, the post.
And also Ron and I discussed with Vince and Tom, that is land owned by the Water District. That's Water District fee simple land. Everything else is the right of way, where it's swales and canals and how you're going to put a book nook and benches. And that's where a lot of the children gather for the buses, also up there near Red Robin and Rotus. So it has multiple benefits by being there.
Well, there's definitely a lot of kids up there. I've seen them. And there's a number of bus stops there. So I do happen to think if we were going to do that, that would be an appropriate place for it.
I personally think this is a good idea. It'd be nice to have a place where kids can kind of go books. I like it personally. The only thing, looking at kind of the schematic, if you want to call it, I'd love to see something just like a little bit more official on exactly where it's going to be, because on that corner is very generic. And I would love it.
There's a fence right there, so it would literally be right up on the fence.
No, so I see that, but the fact is that people come through this intersection, and it would be more safe in this general area, I feel like, which would be more in parallel with North Strike Lane for those who can't see me drawing on the map, as opposed to being on Red Robin
there's
at the corner
room
section.
Right there.
Problem with that, there's very little room on North Strike Lane.
Right. But you know what I'm saying, though, right? Because people are going to be driving that. You know, it would be harder to take that. It's hard to make a mistake with a car at that spot, right? If you're talking about a kid sitting at a bench, you know, getting a book.
I think the bus stop is right after that
on the other side.
Strike Lane.
Yeah, there's two. The buses tend to park North Strike Lane, off of Red Robin, taking kind of a right onto North Strike. And then I think the charter school actually is on the other intersection at the end of North Strike. So I would just, me personally, I mean, I don't know if it could work or not, but I'd love to see it not on the corner.
We'll have to look at it.
Yeah.
Ron and I will have to look at it, make sure it's feasible.
But, and then also, how does that play long term? I've heard conversations in the past about kind of redoing some of the retention ponds. I don't want to put it someplace that's just going to, you know.
The northern part of that retention pond is what's going to be expanded, not there, right next to Red Robin.
Yep. Okay.
And they look like they could be moved. So I personally, since the day I got on this board, I brought up, and not realizing in my earlier years that the district doesn't have the authority nor the ability to spend money on certain items. I thought that we should do more to protect our kids out here by marking bus stops, putting up flashing lights, etc. Because I see kids sitting on the shoulders of the road in the early morning hours. Working in the fire department for 33 years, I've seen a number of children killed. I've seen a whole family of kids killed in one morning. So I'm very protective, and I think that before incidents happen, we could be proactive and try to prevent these things from happening in our community. Although the Water Board still has no authority whatsoever to spend money on a bench or to fix things in that fashion or even put up the signs, I don't believe. I don't know about the signs. The signs might come under our jurisdiction, but any other things it is not, and it has to be volunteers within the community if it's chosen to be done. The Water Board has the authority to approve the use of the land for that purpose.
And it would have a solar light there, so
I saw that. I was when I saw the solar light, I thought, what a unique idea, because of the early morning hours, the kids, I see them sitting on the shoulders right on the edge of Strike Lane before the sun comes up in the mornings, and I know one day one of them's going to get hit by a car, and that's very dissatisfying to me as a person that lives out here. I do like the idea of adding a flashing caution light there, solar light, and I'm putting a sign on it that says school bus stop or something, if that's what it's going to be. If it's just going to be a lighted area and it has no relationship to a school bus stop, then that part of it has nothing to do with what you're asking. What kind of books would you be planning on putting here? Because that's always going to be the next question, you know.
I've got a library full of books.
Well, I know you do, but I don't know what kind of books they are. So we have to assume.
So I think that, you know, there's a couple different levels to it. So there would be a kid's level, and then I think an adult level would be nice too.
I don't know what the next step there would be, but in many cases, as you know, we've seen around the country where not knowing what your thoughts really are and you not knowing what mine are, what kind of literature that you might be planning on putting in those boxes. And
nothing
I don't want
political.
And I don't, well, we're not talking books. Political here. We're talking many other things. So I don't know how to get from this point to giving you the free rein to put anything there and then having the board be on the front page of the news in the evening time nationwide about something that was put in these boxes that shouldn't be there. I don't know how to cover that. So I'm just going to say it ahead of time. I would like to see us protected in some aspect. So I would like to say that either the manager has to approve the literature you're putting there.
I think that's unnecessary. I
mean, you think so?
Little free libraries are around the country, right?
I didn't know that.
It's not in nice communities.
Okay. I didn't know who selected the literature. I'm sorry.
You want to be held liable for the literature that's put in there?
Absolutely not.
It's just going to be.
It's a self-policing thing, right? It's a community endeavor. I wouldn't go so far.
A lot of times it's you leave one, you take one. So if somebody picks up a book, they can also leave a book. So it's not
okay, well, you guys know more about that than I do.
I would say the question is to maybe ask Pringle if we have, Mr. Pringle, if we have any liabilities, or not to be a devil, but to be the devil's advocate, is like, you know, is there a liability that puts us in any type of situation where we could be in trouble?
No. I would also say that if we enter into this, that we have the right on a moment's notice to remove it.
And what's the opinion about liability?
He's an attorney. What do you think he's going to say?
Or have you had experiences before with other districts?
Yes. No, your guess is correct, Mr. Chairman. The position that I have to take is one of protecting the district as much as possible. I think the way to do that would require us to do two things. First, to make sure that our insurance coverages will authorize this use of our property. I think that's important to consider and to verify. And then second, I think because the primary purpose of the use of our land is for water control purposes, then I think we would also need to make sure that we reserve for the district the ability to contact the Little Free Library folks and say, at this time, we need you to remove the improvements from the district's property. So I think we would need to reserve that ability to do it.
They're just like a non-for-profit charity type company, and you know, you'd have my phone number, I'd remove it in 30 minutes.
Just to make sure that we've made that known, that we might, if there was something that I can't think about off the top of my head, some reason that I can't think about off the top of my head.
It's not a permanent structure.
Yes,
so
that we would need to remove it, and we could accomplish that if we needed to. Those are the two things that stick in my mind that that I would want us to check off. And there may be other things that I haven't thought about, but those are the two that I think about as the liability, just to make sure that we're covered with our insurance coverages, and then to also to reserve the ability to remove the structures if we need to for district purposes, or to notify you first is what we would do.
Well, I'd like to see that both ways, that we notify them, and then if they don't do it within a day, then we have the right to remove it. But
I think more of an emergency situation, if there was an emergency situation that we knew was coming, some storm event or something like that, and we knew that those improvements needed to be
taken down and removed,
then we would notify you, and then if necessary, when push comes to shove at the end of it all, if we needed to be able to remove them, then we would. But after, we would first try to get notice to you and give you the opportunity to remove them. Those are the thoughts that I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah, I will say there's a whole FAQ section on the Little Free Library site that we can go look through.
Yes.
Of which it actually talks about how someone has to be named as the steward, which I'm sure you would be the account steward, and in some cases will pick up liability insurance. You know, not always, but like there's options here, right? With a bunch of extra information. So maybe it'd be advisable for us to go take a quick read through this. I think it's a good idea. Why not support the kids in our neighborhood? So.
The only thing I'd say, Tom, is get me this electronically, and I'll send it to the insurance adjuster, the agent, say, people in the neighborhood would like to do this, and they would do it on our fee simple land. Will this be covered? And find out. Or they say, no, don't do that. You know, if the insurance company says no, then...
Well, and I think if I was to structure the sentence to the insurance carrier, I would probably structure it as I would probably say, the board has considered this request by a property owner. The board has approved this use on the district's property, and we want to make sure that it's covered, and if not, what does it take to get it covered? Because one of the things that Mr. Gilchrist mentioned is that there might be through the Little Free Library organization, I think I heard you say something that you had read there about insurance coverages. So
it was just saying that someone can pick up like supplemental liability insurance.
Maybe you'll do a rider policy on this. Yeah.
There's typically.
There's options.
Yes, sir. If it should be covered anyway by our liability coverage. If it is not covered as a part of our normal coverages, then oftentimes it can be covered as a rider on our coverage.
Correct.
And then that will take care of it one way or the other. The bottom line being, the board just needs to say, yes, we want to do this, and then we'll have that conversation with the insurance carrier and make sure that it's all okay in one form or another.
I think that, my personal opinion, I would think it would be at least advisable to collect whatever fees or increased costs are. See if something as Tom wants to continue pursuing, or if it's, you know, not reasonable, then, you know, maybe this is not worth, you know, continuing further. I think also talking to the insurance company, understanding, okay, what structures in place need to be here to make it less of a liability issue, you know, maybe help keep the cost down, you know, like think about like a, you know, concrete pole to the side of it so a car can't accidentally hit the actual bench, right? Like, I'm sure there's options, maybe they have some insights, but I wouldn't be opposed to having someone collect more information. I don't know if you want to, you know, kick off some research, or we can get Tom some numbers to contact.
I don't think I'm going to be able to buy an insurance policy on somebody else's land.
No, I think we could get a rider policy, we'll check, but I just need this information this proposal, be able to send it to them and say, this is what the board's considering. Is this covered under general, or do we need a rider or whatever? Get some questions. So.
Better.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes, sir. Okay. That's great. And all of that information can be gathered. And if it's the board's desire to support the concept, then you can do that this evening. And then the additional information can be gathered based upon the board's approval of the concept, and then it can be, you know, brought back if as necessary to get it finalized.
I'd put a motion on the floor that we approve the concept, not to move forward with anything until the final approval is done.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Okay.
Sorry to be the difficult one in the bunch.
No, you had to be. And that's what we pay you for. So with all due respect, I mean, our community is full of children and kids out here. And a lot of us live out here because of that. And I'm glad that somebody's taking note of that and willing to step up to the plate and do something for the kids out here. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Pringle, next motion on the floor is D. Would you like, I guess James had the words for this. Let's let James say that again.
And they were most eloquent, I might add.
I'll tell you, he was good.
Should 4033, the bill be in the topic, like a special interest meeting for Bill 4033? Okay. So I'd like to put a motion forward for us to hold a special interest meeting to cover Bill 4033 on Saturday, August 23rd, 2025 from 9 to 12 at Gulf Shore Church, 25300 Burnwood Drive, Benita Springs.
I'll second that.
Aye. Motion carries.
And, yes, sir. And so just to clarify, the House Bill 4033 requires us as a district to have a landowner's vote on House Bill 4033. So the purpose will be a little bit more elaborate than the motion, but I will cover it and it will be there as required by the law. So we'll comply with everything in the notice.
Excellent. Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, James. I put a motion on the floor to rediscuss the fees that we had talked of, that we had approved at the previous meeting. We had left that sort of open-ended for a discussion on costs and other fees that might be related to this. Does there anybody has any discussion on? Nope. James, do you
I think just the final conclusion last time was that we should at least gather our time cost estimates. And then in addition, you know, there's some estimation on wear and tear for future use, stuff like that. And we had approved, I believe it was $1,800, $180 at the time. But that was fully well knowing that that was probably too low. And so based on some research, I think we have some new numbers, right?
Well, I had done some research only on what it cost for hooking up your electricity to your house, hooking up your water to your house, and some other fees. Things that weren't talked about was the thing about the new construction and the pipes is that we have all of these dump trucks, construction vehicles, etc. And we're talking about new construction, multi-million dollar homes. And it's a one-time fee. And therefore, I think that the fee should be a little bit higher than the $1,800. Matter of fact, with all due respect, I thought we were voting on $2,000 at the last meeting. We had flipped that number back and forth. And I guess when the approval came down, it was $1,800 according to the minutes. But I thought it was $2,000. If we didn't do anything else, I would suggest that we vote on the $2,000. If the board feels that's respective. I'm thinking we should be looking at $2,800 for the culvert pipes and starting to cover some of the expenses. We've spent quite a bit of money repairing the intersections where we go up and down the side roads. John, do you know what we spent last year?
$17,800 for only three or four or five streets on the shoulders, right?
It was more than four or five streets. It was a number of radiuses.
Radiuses, yeah, maybe a dozen. Yeah, about a dozen. But either way, it's still money we spent.
There's been discussion, and I've talked to a lot of residents over the past month, and there's been discussion over the difference in an automobile traveling on the roads and these big dump trucks, other commercial trucks that are pulling trailers, in which they cut the corners, of which they tear up the shoulders of the roads. And that's where a lot of the repairs are coming from. I think we need to cover that so that the time comes. These shoulders aren't going to get any better. Mm-hmm. We're coming into the rainy season right now, which is the hardest time on our roads. And when we come out of the rainy season, we're going to be looking at making repairs next fall. Again, like we just did this past year. And I don't see that going away. I think it's going to be a reoccurring thing every year, and we ought to be more prepared for it.
So with
we didn't budget to make those repairs because it's the roads are an added cost to the water district itself. They were given to us, and it's something we have to be prepared to maintain and take care of.
Yep. So the 2,800 that you suggested, where did you pull that number from?
I just took it as an average of what the Bonita Springs Water, if I'm correct, charges $2,800 for a spur hookup to your house, and then they charge you a monthly fee after that. We're not talking about having a monthly fee after that. We're talking about a one-time fee. So that's where I come up with the number and the fact that I looked into some of the other costs that the city has for impact fees and stuff. This isn't an impact fee. I don't think we have a right to charge an impact fee, but this is a culvert pipe fee, and we can charge for that.
Okay.
But I would also
being in line with the Bonita Springs hookup utility.
It's pretty
permitting
much,
fee itself, or that's, not, it's not a permitting fee. It's not a cost.
It's what they charge for that fee. Now
that seems reasonable to me. Then,
but in that's what I'm thinking. You know, everybody pays for that when they hook up to their houses. Nobody complains about that. And I think the costs are going to be, for us as a small district, far superior in making the repairs. But these pipes aren't just what it costs in front of that house. It's during the construction process of that house, what the big trucks and stuff are doing to the roads.
Yeah. I guess a question would be, Chanel, Ron, and John, based on that, the research we put in, does 2,800 seem like a reasonable number?
I believe so. I know we had some emails back and forth throughout the month, and just based off the previous numbers that were charged, I mean, it warranted well over $2,000 per lot. I mean, but again, I mean, we're kind of approaching build out here, so.
Right, it's not gonna have an absolutely huge impact on anything.
Right, I mean, we probably should have instituted this a long time ago.
Well, Chris Lawson actually brought this up 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it got shot down, and I was one of the people shooting it down. And
I think we've eaten a lot of the cost over the years.
And I didn't realize the impact she was referencing, and she didn't explain it like that. And so therefore, I regret the fact that I did challenge her on it. I wish we had moved forward with it, but we didn't. But I think we should make one now. I also believe that in talking to Ron earlier, there should be an itemized list for other applications within the swales in front of people's houses. Somebody wants to redo their driveway, for instance. They should not be impacted with that charge for putting a hard surface over a pipe they already paid 4 years ago. There should be, they're not digging the pipe up, and their house is already in place. There should be a fee for doing the hard surface or whatever they want to do, but it should not be anything close to that, along with people who damage the swales is not equal to a culvert pipe.
So how would you like to proceed then on this evening's agenda item? I'm in favor of approving a 2,800 based on the research done over the last month. But if we want to go further, like that would be the 2,800 probably, 2,800, 280 maybe?
Is that for me?
I would agree with the 2,800, 280, and then we have to have a fee for, we agreed last month that there would be a permit board put up on every piece of property that it will be required, and they need to pay for that so it doesn't be a, it's not a cost assumed by the people of our community. So if that's $100 for that sign, that should be added to that. The two. Well,
would that be covered in your classes with the contractors that they would be liable or have to put up signs?
We talked about that last month, and John has a prototype of the sign.
Okay, but do we need to vote on that specifically here right now, or do we want to vote on the,
I'd like
the
to see-
permitting fee and then you know, someone's going to do further research for the permitting fee schedule for other things?
Well, right? I think it's important that the sign gets put up because we spend a lot of time hunting down people. We don't know who the owner is. We don't know who the contractor is. Joe Blow shows up there with a truck and starts cleaning out the ditches and or chopping down all the trees and or starts dropping pipes in the swale, getting ready to cover them over with dirt. And we don't have a clue who the contractor is. And many times that's where Ron's fees get involved hour after hour, is that it takes him time to research this stuff. If the sign is posted on the property, there will be phone numbers for every contractor, the owner, etc., through the entire project.
Okay, so I mean, I'm also fine with that. I just don't know where we have to vote on which things.
But I think we should put $100 for the sign. We should put the $280 as being 10% of the $2,800, and then that's what we should be voting on tonight. I think just to make sure that people who are cleaning a ditch, cleaning their property off, don't get caught up in the overall cost of a culvert, we should come back next month and talk about what the fee should be for resurfacing your driveway, for instance, and or what the cost for if somebody drags bushes down through the ditches, they need to restore it back to whatever it was beforehand. As a matter of fact, whatever it was may not apply. They need to fix it to what our code standards are if they do that to the ditch. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what kind of fee should be attached to that if they're fixing it back to what it was. But if we have to do it, there has to be some way to charge for that.
I agree. So when then, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is like what part of that do we want to make official this evening?
I'd like to see us make the culvert pipe official. I'd like to see.
So this is a permit fee for anything involving a new or replaced culvert pipe?
Correct.
So would you like to retain the fee that we currently set last time at $1,800 for anything else?
No, I'd like to just redo that to $2,800.
I'm talking about if it's not a new pipe, or like in the case of a non-new construction, new pipe situation, what's the fee then? Are we going to retain it at the $1,800, $180, or revert back to previous numbers and then in the future come up with a more detailed permitting fee schedule? What's the limitation or scope of what we're voting on this evening? Because I think I'm fine with $2,800. Jennifer, I don't know if you're fine with $2,800. But $2,800 with $100 cost for a post and sign seems fine by me. I just don't know where we draw the line of what the next...
Okay, I was referencing new construction.
Okay, but okay. We do probably have to set a fee for everything else.
We will have to.
When?
Okay, why don't we just resort back to the, what was it before we started this last month, Ron? 750, 700?
750, 75.
Okay. Why don't we leave everything else at 750 and do the new construction with the sign and the permit tonight? And then we'll discuss the other at meetings in the future.
Okay.
And come up with a set schedule for whatever these things have to be. You know, after Hurricane Ian, for instance, we had debris drug out of people's, not just the yards, but a lot of people chose to clear their properties at that period of time. And they were getting it out for FEMA to pick up. But the problem was they drug all that dirt through the ditches and the dirt stayed. FEMA didn't pick up any of that. And so there's a day of reckoning coming to have to clean out the ditches in the future. We're trying to take some evasive action to start mitigating that, as so the residents of the community don't have a major expense coming down the road.
Okay. Anyone have anything else to say in response to that?
Nope. Do we have an understanding of what we're going to do there? We're doing the 2,800, the 280, and the 100 for the sign. That will be the first motion, and that everything else will be retained under the previous cost. And we will, it's future dates, maybe not next month and maybe not the month after, but in the upcoming months, we will talk about a cost list for different things that occur.
Okay.
And the $280 number is
was
reinspection.
Reinspection.
Reinspection fee.
You mess it up, we got to reinspect it.
To new construction.
All right. New construction.
Yes. And generally speaking, it seems like we're just keeping it as a 10% value of the original fee. So it's kind of linearly going up with the inspection fee. So I'm going to put a motion on the floor that for any new construction permitting fees, things that require either new construction or a new culvert be put in place, that the permitting fee will be $2,800, the reinspection fee will be $280, that the contractor will have to spend a fee of about $100 for a sign that is required to be up on
it. It will be $100.
We will set the sign.
We'll set the sign.
We'll set the sign.
We'll set the sign. They cover the cost. Okay. Would you like me to repeat all that?
Just want you to make it effective tomorrow morning. We have to have a date.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll start all over again. So Monday? Monday on, what's that?
June 23rd.
All right. Do this again. Okay. So we're going to make a motion that our inspection fee for new construction or new culvert pipes being placed in will be $2,800 with a reinspection fee of $280. The contractor will be liable for a $100 sign that the district will put up for them. It was required before the work is started. And we are going to make that officially active on Monday, June 23rd, 2025. For all other inspection fees and re-inspection fees that are not related to the aforementioned new construction, we will revert those back to $750 and $75 for the re-inspection fee.
Or as they exist.
Or as
not revert, just as they exist now.
Leave them as they exist.
Leave them as they exist now.
Yeah.
$750, $75 okay. On the re-inspection.
Second.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Moving forward.
Public input.
Any public input? 3-minute limit. Please tell us your name and address.
Rather not.
Well, if you're going to talk, you have to. So.
No, I don't.
Well, then.
So, anyways, last week
we're not going to hear you if you're not going to talk.
Remember your proxy thing? You're not going to give the proxies out because of what? Huh? Remember that? Okay,
Mr. Pringle.
Okay,
I'm going to let you talk.
Thank you.
It's okay.
You got
last month we talked about the ditches that are going out of our community through to Spring Creek, and John was going to check with the city, see when they're going to clean those out. I didn't hear that in his report.
Okay, that also isn't actually something that comes under the purview of this board.
So you don't care if we get flooded
no,
out?
It's not that I don't care. It's just you addressed earlier things that are our responsibility and not, and that is not our responsibility. If you want to attend a city meeting, go sit at their board meetings.
And Steve, I contact the city and wait to hear back. So I don't put in a report until I hear something. Okay.
So we're in the rainy season. Okay. Also last month, I asked about $5 million that's missing. Excuse me?
We get one of those rainy seasons every year.
Yep. But you haven't been doing your job for 5 years, so we're in trouble now.
That's an opinion.
No, that's not an opinion. What have you done other than clean out the culverts on your road, on your roads, I should say, where you own property, and then illegally cut those box drains out? That's about the only thing I can figure. Right? Okay. Back to that $5 million I asked about last month. She said it's back there. Well, I read that audit three times.
You know,
found some other things in there that I thought were strange.
Steve, I'm going to interrupt you for a moment.
Sure.
You've been bringing this up now for a year or so. And if
you don't seem to care about it.
And if you would like to discuss it, you seem to have a lot of information about that. Why don't you bring your information, sit down with John, give him your information.
This is the public and here. They might want to know about it.
They do know about it.
What do they know? What you've told them. You've told them it was used for what?
Well, they definitely don't know what you don't tell them. Only thing you say is you make accusations, but you have no proof.
She said it. The auditor said it. There was $5 million that was used for something. Then they said it was used. Reclaiming my time for your talking. So, anyways, $5 million is over $100,000, so it's a first-degree felony that has a five-year statute of limitations with a 12-year, what do they call that, discovery rule, Mr. Pringle?
Actually, Mr. Pringle works for the board, director of questions for the board.
Well, he's sitting there. He heard
it doesn't matter if he's sitting here. The board. This is a board meeting.
Right.
He works for the board.
Why don't you guys care about $5 million? I don't understand that. Now you're going to want us to give you another $8-9 million for this new water control plant. I want to make sure that it doesn't disappear too. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
James Moss.
Yeah, it is.
Would you be kind enough to give us your name and address, please?
James Moss, 24575 Deets Drive.
Thank you, sir.
I was just going to bring up the fact that the pool companies are going to be the ones that has to hear this about the ditches. Because, you know, I know the guy on the end of the street, he took care of his. But right on the left, as soon as you enter Deets Drive, that dude just backed in there and dumped gravel in there, and then he cleaned it up, but the rocks and everything's still on the right of way. So I just want to bring that up.
That's on Deets. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Second. 24808 Deets Drive.
Now you know some of the reasons why we need to do some of the rules that we have to do. Tom, did you want to speak? Please speak.
Yep. Douglas Sunny Lane.
Okay, Douglas. Name and address.
Yeah, Douglas Sunny Lane, 24266 Sunny Lane. I'm doing the canal maintenance. Just wanted to give my update because we're in the middle of the project here. We're about 40% through. You guys may notice some piles in the neighborhood. We're coming back through for another pass to pick everything up. Everything's going well. It's hot and rainy. As you all know, we're having a great time, and I expect by the next meeting we'll be completed. So.
Douglas, I told everybody in the manager report, because mm-hmm. I don't think you were in yet, that any of the trees that need to be felled
yep.
on some of the banks, you're going back to those.
They get done last because we need to have space to cut and drop things. So it's much safer when you don't have, you know, 4 foot tall brush around you when you're dropping pine trees. So we'll do one more circle on the way through. We'll pick everything up. But you, like I said, you may notice things on the bank for the next week or two, and then we start passing through. But we're just kind of trekking our way along. So.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Moving forward, if there's no other public input, supervisor comments.
I got one.
Oh, okay. Come on.
John Kangas, Lucy Drive. Driveway permits. You know, we're going to 2800. And I noticed something in the driveway permit applications of temporary permits seemed quite low. I would think that maybe so the driveways are done correctly, that a temporary permit would be more than a regular permit, which would actually force them to do it correctly the first time, unless they would like to pay more and redo it again. Now, is that something that could be entertained?
Okay, again, I'm going to ask you to direct your questions to the board.
I thought it was.
Yeah, you looked like you were looking at Ron there.
I was, because he was messing around over here.
Okay, we got that under control. So, anybody still asleep out there? Appreciate that. So, Ron, do you have any comments on that you'd like to make?
Temporary fee and...
Mike.
I think, you know, we've recently changed the fee structure, but...
Yeah, and plus the temporary fee, the pipe size, the diameter of the pipe can be different.
No.
No.
You better read that.
Our new application, absolutely not. It's 18 inches.
18 inches.
Yeah, well, the temporary permit, I think, was...
the old one might have been.
Could be 8 to 10. Might have been
the old one. The new one is 18 inches.
New.
Since when? Since when, John?
Well, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago when we updated the fee structure from last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So about 3 weeks ago, update on the website, the new application fee to include the permit was 18-inch pipe.
Correct.
In fact, we have someone putting in a temporary permit, a temporary driver right now on the new permit, and that's an 18-inch pipe.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. We'll make sure we check on that, though, okay?
And that said, if he has found something on the website that's an error, please...
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
Is there anything still out there that you know of, John?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, moving forward. Anybody else? Otherwise, we're going to have supervisor comments. If there's no supervisor comments, we're going for adjournment.
No comment.
Meeting's adjourned.